Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 17 kuNtulikazi 2022 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
To seek the unconstitutional removal of His Excellency Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces of the Republic of Zimbabwe, expressly or impliedly, will be tantamount to asking for tragic consequences.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi kumele bethule zwi abathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumele asuke esikhundleni.
Siyasekela lamajaha oJim laboTsalenga abasebememezela ukuthi uMnangagwa kahambe.
Kodwa kulabanye abasekela ukuba uMnangagwa esuke esikhundleni.
Amacebo awe stay away lokutoyitoya aqhakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kuze kube lenguquko elizweni.
Abantu abanengi bayasekela okufiswa ngabuZulu ukuba akhalele umsebenzi bangene emgwaqweni. Zalathulela izabatsha nezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi abasanda kwethula imibiko ethi kulokuxokozela okumangalisayo phakathi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ngabantu abangelangqondo abalakho ukujeziswa kabuhlungu ngokufisa ukuba umongameli asuswe esikhundleni kumbe engancintisi kukhetho oluzayo. UMnumzana Tafazwa Mugwadi obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla leZANU-PF uthi uMnumzana Godfrey Senengamu loMnumzana Jim Kunaka abake bazibamba esidukwini kubandla leli bakhohlakele, ngakho ke akumelanga bekhuthaze uZulu ukuba ahlamukele uMnangagwa. USenengamu loKunaka bathi uMnangagwa wasehlulekile ukubusa, bathi kumele achiyele isikhundla olakho ukunqoba kukhetho oluzayo. UKunaka uthi uMnangagwa loChiwenga bavumelana ukuba uMnangagwa uzabusa iminyaka emihlanu kuphela, kulandela ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. UMugwadi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uSenengamu loKunaka baxotshwa kubandla leli, ngakho ke abalalungelo lokukhuluma ngokwenzakala kuZANU-PF.
We have taken notice of the threats issued by renegade and headless activists targeted at the presidents of the republic. The unsolicited false remarks by Senengamu and the Chipangano violent hooligan in Jim Kunaka, suggesting strife between the President of the Republic, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, and Vice President Chiwenga have no place in this republic. To even seek to invite our esteemed defense forces into these baseless claims is most unfortunate.
Sikuzwile okwethulwa ngabantu laba abangelangqondo, uSenengamu loJim Kunaka abathi uMnangagwa ulisana lomsekeli wakhe. Asikwazi thina lokhu. Ukudonsela ibutho kukho konke lokhu kuliphutha elibi. Njengomuntu ophethe uhlangothi olethula imibiko kubandla elibusayo, ngithi abantu kumele bengalandeli okwethula nguSenengamu loJim Kunaka abaqotshwa kubandla leli.
They are not ZANU-PF members at all. While it is expectable that individuals can be excited, playing with fire is beyond one's limits. It is one thing to criticize Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as a ZANU-PF president and first secretary, and a different thing altogether to seek the unconstitutional removal of His Excellency Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa as president and commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces of the Republic of Zimbabwe. To attempt the latter, expressly or impliedly, will be tantamount to asking for tragic consequences. They are not ZANU-PF members at all.
Ungakhuluma ngokuthothoza uMnangagwa njengomuntu okhokhela ibandla leZANU-PF, kodwa nxa usukhuluma ngokuba ngumongameli welizwe kwehlukene kakhulu lokho. Ukunakana nje ukuthi asuswe esikhundleni ongekho emthethweni kungalethela umuntu uhlupho olumangalisayo. Sicela ababili laba bekwekele lokho.
This tomfoolery must therefore just stop forthwith. Abusing party registered memorabilia and trademarks by expelled elements organizing clandestine press conferences to undermine our party and leadership is indeed going too far. It must just stop.
Kodwa uMnumzana Ntokozo Msipha, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeTyson wabantu efisa ukuba umnumzana Sevia Kasukwele angene esikhundleni sikamongameli uthi umnanga kwakumele asuke ngenkani njengalokho akwenza egenqula umgabe.
Siyasekela lamajaha oJim labothanenga abasebememezela ukuthi umnanga kwakahambe. Siyasekela kakhulu, sifisa sengathi bangaqhubeka bejumayela intshumayelo zwakaleli izwe lonke, abantu bezwe ukuthi sithina ilizwe lethu ngeke liye phambili, ngeke liqhubekele phambili as long libanjwe yilaba abathumbayo. Ayibuyele iZanu PF yethu, ayibuyele ebantwini, lo mnangagwa akahambe.
Umnangagwa usekhethwe izabelo zonke kwele Zimbabwe ukuba amele ibandla leZanu PF kukhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha ngomnyaka ozayo. Uchiwenga uyakusekela lokhu. Inhlanganiso ezijeneyo zithi ziyakusekela okufiswa nguZulu othi sethole nzima eZimbabwe ngenxa yokukhahlanyezwa kwabephikisayo nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njalo lesimo esibi somnotho elizweni. Kubikwa ukuba inhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition izakhokhela okufiswa nguZulu uwenzela ukulungisa okunye okuhlupha abantu elizweni. Umnumzana Japhet Moyo okunhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions uthi bayakusekela okufiswa yizisebenzi labantu bonke eZimbabwe.
Kulokhu kungahlaliseki kwabantu abathize, kungaba yizisebenzi, kungaba ngabantu nje abazimele bodwa. Sesibone laba abakhokhela ama-NGOs bengena kulokho. Kusobala ukuthi izinto zimi mazonzo, izinto kazimanga kakuhle, njengoba nje intengo yezinto ibamba phela abantu bonke abasebenzayo labangasebenziyo. Kulabo ke abasemsebenzini sibona ke ingxabangxoza, akula kuvumelana kuphakathi kwama-employers lezisebenzi kundaba zokukhwezwa ke kwemkholo. So akusimangalisi nxa sisizwa abanye bebizela besithi kwamalanga alandelayo kuzaba lalokhu, ngoba phela izinto kazimanga kakuhle, njengoba abaningi abasebenzayo kabayiholi ke imali yangaphandle kwamazwe. Kodwa nxa sesisiyafika ke ema-shops sithola ukuthi babizela yona imali yangaphandle kwamazwe. Kuba nzima ke kwabaningi ukuthi bekwaniseke ukuphila. Yikho sibona nje abantu abaningi bengani bayaxokozela.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana efidlela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu.
Amacebo awe stay away lokutoyitoya aqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi kuze kube lenguquko elizweni. Isimo lesi somnotho sifuna inguquko masinyane. Abantu okufanelanga balinde kuze kufike ukhetho. Ngosuku lokhetho kumele basukume bebanengi besiyavota, bevotela ukuthi kube lenguquko. Kodwa nxa kungakafiki election akutsho ukuthi abantu bamele balale. Bamele bazame ngazo zonke izindlela ukuthi balethe inguquko. Kuyacaca kamhle kamhlophe ukuthi laba basembusweni kabe neliso ukuthi bakulungise bona ngokwabo lokho kukhona. Ngakho ke kumele bakhulumisane labanye ukuze inguquko ibe khona.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo okhokhela ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uthi kunengi okubahluphayo.
Thina njengeMthwakazi Republic Party besingawuzwanga lumkhosi ocoxwa i-crisis in Zimbabwe. Kodwa ke lanxa siwuzwile sihlala sisitsho ukuthi njengeMthwakazi Republic Party silama-problems ayunique kumbachiyene kulama-problems abantu bonke belizwe leZimbabwe. Uzananzelela ukuthi khathesi eZimbabwe into enkulu ekhulunywa ngabantu yi-economic meltdown ekhona mayelana ngeZanu PF government ehluleka ukuphatha kuhle abantu. Kodwa ke thina ama-problems ethu njengabantu bakomthwakazi ayedlula lapho. Yikho uzathola ukuthi kathesi thina njengeMthwakazi Republic Party anything engakhulumi nge-self-determination ngokuzibusa kwabantu bakithi langama human rights violations abantu bakithi asizihluphi ngayo. Uzananzelela ukuthi sokudonsa inyanga ezimbili silabantu bethu amalunga ethu avalelweyo ekami prison abangu 9 but inhlanganiso ezinjengazona lezi okuthiwa ngo crisis in Zimbabwe azikhulumi ngabo kodwa singakhangela kwele Harare makubosho jobu sikhala labanye abantu basemashonaland inhlanganiso lezi yaphakama zikhulume ngakho kodwa kwakithi ngapha bakhulumi ngakho kusibonisa sobala ukuthi ama problems ethu lawabo they are totally different.
Umnumzana Believe Gawule okubandla lezano PF uthi
kanti i crisis Zimbabwe yiyo imeli khokhelele yini enhlelweni zama strikes. Mina ngibona ngani into zama strikes kumele ama civil servants azenzele wodwa engakhokhelwa inhlanganiso ezinjengabo crisis Zimbabwe. Ngaso kungena u crisis Zimbabwe sokutshengisa sokuzi politics lezo akusenge ama protests la asekhona sokuzi politics zodwa lezo ezikhona esesenziwa. Ngoba i-crisis Zimbabwe ayinyeke ibe yiyo esikhokhelela ekutheni abantu baye ku-strike ba-strike ngomumo we-economy.
Bayakhala abongi ababalisi lezisebenzi eziningi eZimbabwe kanye lozulu othi impilo isinzima owamagama ngoba impahla ezitolo ithengiswa ngedola leMelika kodwa abantu abaningi bahola idola leZimbabwe.
Direct from Washington.
Sangeni kusigaba esilandelayo siya sikhangela ezwela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Russia lamhla lihlasele idolobho leMykolaiv kwele Ukraine lisithi lifuna ukuvimba yonke indawo ukwenzela ukuba ilizwe leli linganelisi ukufinyelela ulwandle lweBlack Sea. Lihlasela ngamandla ele Russia elichothozwa ngamazwe amanengi. Usephendukele kwelemelika uMongameli Joseph Biden ubesethekelela amazwe emhlubulweni weMiddle East. Wethekelele kweleSaudi Arabia lapho ahlangane khona leziphathamandla zakulelo lizwe okuthiwa zephula ilungelo loluntu. Elezambia selichotshe kulelo lizwe isizalwane sakweleChina esasisebenzisa umabonakude kwelemalawi lapho ayithapha khona okukhulunywa ngabantwana likuthengisele uZulu. Okunye kwakukhona kwakuthuka abantu abamnyama.
Senana masiva
wesenziwe mandla
ngelo baba mkhulu
babelo.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokwenzelwe uNkosazana Ntando Khumalo obengela ndawo yokuhlala kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Thembani Mazinyane wethule uhlupho lukamakhumalo odabuka eZimbabwe kumabona kude ngeviki ephelileyo. Nanku okunye abakukhulume laba bobabili behlangana kwele South Africa.
Ngihlala ngikubona lapha emgaqweni uhamba ucela and kwesinye isikhathi sike sixoxe ungitshela ukuthi udinga abantu bakini ufuna ukubuyela kini ekhaya and ekhaya kini kuseZimbabwe.
Ekhaya kuseGwanda eBulawayo kuseTown. Ngafika lapha ngisithi ngizodinga umsebenzi ngafika into zabanzima ngahlala phandle. So bengicela usizo kubantu ukuthi manxaba ngangisiza ngokuthi bambhadalele imali ngibuyele ekhaya ngoba ngihluphekile ngihlala phandle. Angina le ndawo yokuhlala, angidli, ngitshayela ngabantu kwesinye isikhathi. Into yakhona nje inzima nje yonke. Sizenkhumbula ukubuyela ekhaya. Yilo usizo endicelayo.
Namhla uMazinyane usidumezele lokhu.
Siyabonga Mahlabe Zulu, umama sesimtholile neVisi Foundation. Sengimhende ezandleni zefoundation eyiyo esiphethe umsebenzi okuthi umama aye ekhaya simthole namhlanje sesimbeke ehotel njengoba simbona uhlele roomini lakhe elizoba yilo ikhaya lakhe azaye ekhaya. Angatsho umama ukuthi uzizwa enjani?
Angizizwa njabulile, ngibonile kuphakathi.
Siyabonga umama uthi ujabulile ukuthi uyabuyela ekhaya futhi ubonga umphakathi wonke. Angazi ukuthi umama we foundation angathini?
Sabona lonke mna unobuhle vijwe nobuhle vijwe foundation. So this is part of the work that I do. Usisi umuntu ulahlupheke khona imbuyisele ekhaya uma enesifiso sokubuyela ekhaya. So umama nami ngathi sizwa ngaye nami ngasukumela phezulu ngamphakamela umama. Izinto zakhe sezihlangene umuntu uyasuka yiloba ikusasa lokhu ngoba into zakhe sezihlangene. Osokushota kuphela impahla le grocery ukuthi ihambe ithwele. Ngoba kwenza ukuthi umama ehambe enje, so we want to restore dignity yakhe. Sifuna efike la ewumuntu like injiva la ehlayo from ekhaya. Egqokile phelele njalo phethele igrocery yakhe lapha azoqala khona. So bengicela abantu ukuthi bangixhase kulokhu, otherwise yonke into yakhe sihlangene okokuhamba la ma-refreshments kukhona. Bazokushota kuphela yikho khona okho igrocery nempahla zokugqoka ezikamama. Njalo futhi ngiyasho futhi ngiyaphinde nti bagcina makumala ukubona so baphinde bakubona so. So that is how I work. Abazi umsebenzi wami they know ukuthi ngiyareform umuntu njalo ukuhamba kwakhe ekhaya sikuthi sesiyamlahla. We're going to do follow up, sizoqhubeka simsiza umakhumalo naphambili kusiyale. Ngiyabonga.
Ya, ngiyabonga. So abangabe befuna ukuthi baxhase ngalokho okudingekayo njengoba abantu abaningi bekade bebuza ukuthi angaxhaseka kanjani, bangakuthola njani?
Kunama-drop off points abanempahla or ama-grocery, bakwanisa ukushiya lapha neberia kuthiwa kusemaphalala square khona Apple no 5 bathi kusemaphalala square embeshiya umbe mpahla or i-grocery whatever you have uyasho ukuthi ngokanobuhle bawukwamukela ngindlule ngokuthatha for umama.
Lapha lizwe umnumzana Thembani Mazinyane, uNkosazana Ntando Khumalo, lolu nhlanganiso enceda uZulu bexoxa bekwele South Africa. Asihlanganeni singabaphileyo uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke ngeviki ezayo. Womanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo ofuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphathelene mfundisi.
Sibingelelane bantu nabenkosi enkulu kundana zonke lapha engabe likhona. Ngithemba ukubana liphilile ke. Nxa liphilile ke, asibongeni isipho sokuphila kuJehova. Laba abangezwa kuhle ngathi inkosi yomsayi ngabasondelela ibathinte labo balulame. Abanye bagula imikhuhlane esiyibona ngamehlo, abanye bagula engabonwayo ngaphakathi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wethu owazi konke sengathi angabahambela labo abanjalo. Ilizwi lethu namhlanje siyalithola encwadini yezaga isahluko sesithupha, Proverbs chapter 6, izaga 6. Siqale ubala endimeni eshumi lesithupha from verse 16. Kubaleka kanje: kukhona izinto eziyisithupha azizonda uJehova, yebo eziyisikhombisa eziyisinengiso emphefumulweni wakhe, amehlo azidlayo nolimi lwamanga nezandla ezichitha igazi elingenacala nenhliziyo eceba imicabango emibi nezinyawo ezishesha ugijimela ebubini. Sicine ngo-19 lapho kuthi khona: nofakazi wamanga ophafuza inkohliso obanga ukuxabana phakathi kwabazalwane. Nxa silizwa leli lizwi, ngithanda ukuthi sinanzelele okuthize. Okokuqala, uJehova ungubani kanti vele? Ungumnini mandla wonke. Njalo ke lapha nxa silalela besilalele lapha kufundwe khona encwadini yezaga, uNkulunkulu lapha uphiwa iziqu zokuba ngumuntu, ngoba kulezinto uNkulunkulu azizondayo, yebo eziyisinengiso kuye. Kuthi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulazo impawu zokuba ngumuntu ophilayo, ozwa ubuhlungu, ozondayo, onengekayo. Ngakho-ke kuqakathekile khona lokho. Nxa uNkulunkulu engumnini mandla wonke, engumnikazi wempilo, sonke sadalwa nguye, ungakhathalekile ukuthi ucabangani, uyakholwa kumbe kawukholwa, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi kawuzidalanga wena, wadalwa ngentando kaNkulunkulu, yikho waba khona emhlabeni. Yikho-ke nxa yena lo umnini mandla wonke esithi kulezinto azizondayo, uyabezonde kakhulu njengabazali abazali akukhathalekile ukuthi unganani, sonke sabala abazali, ingabe ngomalume, ingabe ngomama omncane, ingabe ngobani, kodwa sakhuliswa ngaphansi kwabantu abadala ababesitshela besiqondisa ukuthi lokhu akufuneki, lokhu lapha ekhaya kwenziwa. Yebo kambe umntwana ngumntwana angenza lokhu akufunayo, kodwa iqiniso elisalayo ukuthi izinto ezinye ezenziwa yilabo abangaphansi kwalabo abaphezulu ziyazondisa. Nxa kuzonda thina-ke abenyama, pho yena uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe ye uyatsho uNkulunkulu lapho kuthi kulezinto azizondayo kakhulu. Okukhulu-ke yikuthi unanzelele ukuthi kawubanjwanga entweni lezi eziqanjiweyo, amehlo azidlayo ngoba azigqajayo, nolimi lwamanga, nezandla ezichitha igazi elingenacala, nenhliziyo eceba imicabango emibi, nezinyawo ezishesha ukugijimela ebubini, nofakazi wamanga ophafuza inkohliso, obanga ukuxabana phakathi kwabazalwane. Lapha uyazikhethela wena ukuthi ungaphi. Nxa ukwenza khona lokho okubalwe lapha, yazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuzonda. uNkulunkulu kakuthandi ngezibusise ungeke vele uzithola. Sikhulekene kwabathi xo ingxele, sikhulekela ubana singakuzondisi ngokwenza izinto ozizondayo. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Wezemidlalo, iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe eleNetherlands emdlalweni wegiligidi we-2022 T20 World Cup Qualifier odlalelwe eQueen's Sports Club namuhla kobulawayo. EleZimbabwe belivele selingene kumdlalo weWorld Cup Finals. Kwezenguqu, Dynamo 0, FC Platinum 0, Chicken Inn 3, Bulawayo City 1, Black Rhinos 1, Yada 1. Okunye njalo okwezemidlalo, ophethe isikhundla somqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe Saints uGodfrey Baradza uthi ulithemba elokuba abasozi bagunyulwe kwisigaba seSouthern Region Division 1 loba nje besemsileni wengalani yemiklomelo. Unjanji usethulela lolo daba.
UBaradza uthi wayevele eqale ngumqondisi weqembu leZimbabwe Saints ekuvuselelweni kwalo, kodwa kulezi nsuku segqoka lebhatshi likamqeqeshi.
In terms of ibhora khona Zimbabwe Saints, arijoyina iZimbabwe Saints after bayivusa abadala and bangapointa team manager, kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi ama-coaches esibe nawo wonke achiya, abafana basala bodwa bengela coach. Bathi ngabona ukuthi hayi i-team ngeyami nami, kanti kwehlulani ukuthi nami ngincedise.
Iqembu leZimbabwe Saints ngelinye lamaqembu alodumo elizweni leZimbabwe, njalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abaningi bafisa ukulibona liphenduka lizodlala kusigaba saphezulu. UBaradza uthi lokhu akusoze kube lula ngitsho lakancane.
Ukuthi Saints ibizimisele ukuphenduka ku-Premier League, kanti yabona ukuthi ibhola kayisilo bizo, ibizo yes ukuthi Zimbabwe Saints, but ukudlala kuyehlukene. Remember iZimbabwe Saints icinga ukudlala ibhola iminyaka isiminingi, ngakho ukuthi abantu bacabangele ukuthi iZimbabwe Saints izavuka isikhona ku-Premier League, hayi kuyabe kuyokudlalisa isikhathi, yabe kunamanga phakathi okuyinto kwakukhona.
Iqembu leZimbabwe Saints yilo elihlezi emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League. Lile miklomelo elishumi lanhlanu ngemva kokudlala imidlalo yangamashumi amabili lambili. UBaradza usezibambe esidukwini kwimidlalo emihlanu, njalo kuleyo midlalo unqobe kanye waba ngujikilobhanqa kanye wanqotshwa kwimidlalo emithathu egoqela lo dlalo ngomgqibelo wona ophele bebhaxabulwe ngefo kanyala iqembu leWange. Kusele imidlalo elishumi lambili ukuba UBaradza asindise iqembu leZimbabwe Saints ekugulunyweni kwisigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League lisiyadlala kuBulawayo Province Division 2. UBaradza uthi loba kunjalo leli qembu lizasinda ekugunyulweni ekupheleni kwesizini.
Ndikushinyanisa angiboni ukuthi khona ngendlela esidlala ngayo kathesi singaba yithimu ezarelegetwa to Division 2. yethu hayi ithemba ngidalo sibili ukuthi siku right direction and siyaraiza, we will survive.
Ngesikhathi esakhula uParadza udlalele amaqembu abasakhulayo agoqela ele Highlanders kanye le Zimbabwe Saints. Uthe semkhulu wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele Zimbabwe Saints, ele Tornadoes kanye le Dynamos. Uke wayazama inhlanhla yakhe kumaqembu abalisa ele Coventry City kanye le Nottingham Forest kwele Bilitani. Kodwa akasaqhatshwanga ekwekeleni kwakhe ukudlala inguqu uParadza uke wayaqeqetsha eSwatini lapha abesebenzela khona iqembu leMbabane Highlanders lapha ekhaya uke waqeqetsha lona njalo iqembu leZimbabwe Saints njalo lokhu ngokwesithathu ukuthi abe ngumqeqetshi walo wake wadlalela iqembu labasakhulayo eleZimbabwe under 20 lokhu ebakhumbula kahle abadlale ngcikilana labo ababejibilika okumangalisayo ngesikhathi esadlalela amaqembu achiyeneyo ukuthi laba ngabagoqela uMadinda Ndlovu uBoyi Ndlovu, uThani Banda, uRobert Godoka, Edward Katswere, uMoses Chunga, uJimmy Mbewe kanye loJoseph Zulu. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kwezabatsha silomculi osacathulayo.
Salbonani balandeli labantu bonke umhlaba wonke le Studio 7 igama uNkosilathi Chuma ngizalwa lapha nesigaba sesasitsa eCholocho ngiphinde ngibe ngumholi weqembu iMadubula Stars iMadubula Stars isungulwe ngo 2019
kumanje ilama album ang 3 lazi ne collaboration album ngathi ang 3 okwamanje kumanje nje ibhizi yokhipha i-albhamu elitsha elithi Impilo Yami likhona i-albhamu layo lokuqala elithi Abazali Bami. Ikwe engiphetho kwamanje okuningi uzolizwisa khona lapho umsakazi wethu ingoma zayo zaleli qembu. Ngiyabonga.
Singakugqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo ibandla leZANU-PF lithi kumele bathule zwi abathi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumele asuke esikhundleni. Kulabanye abasekela ukuba uMnangagwa esuke esikhundleni. Abantu abaningi basekela abafisa ukutshengisela emigwaqweni besithi sokwanele okwenzakala elizweni. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi silolunye uhlelo njalo ekuseni ngo 6:30 AM. Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube City lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.